It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Payne and Pendergast with you. League meetings are this week in West Palm Beach. Crap, we just missed them by a month, Seth. We were in West Palm Beach a month ago. We just missed them.
They're dodging us, Sean.
Could have hung out in the lobby doing... There are a few people that are going to be covering this stuff locally here that are going to be down there. I do know that because there's some big doings going on.
I saw the team picture that they take with the head coaches every year, which is yes. Always entertaining. There didn't seem to be anybody overly goofy this year. Usually you get somebody that just looks way out of place. The only one, the power play, the power move was Nick Sirianni, at least in the front row, being the only guy wearing shorts. So I think Sirianni just shows up and is like, yep, whatever. I'm just going to wear whatever I wear, you clowns.
How'd his legs look? I saw the picture, but I didn't get a good look at that. Did he look
skinny,
athletic? Okay. Yeah, there he is. I'm looking at it right there. Sitting next to Andy Reid. Andy Reid looks thin by Andy Reid standards.
Good.
Yeah, he looks.
DeMeco looks jacked.
Yeah, my big takeaway from this picture again this year is that if you threw these 32 men in a room, and it looks like all 32 made the trip, if I'm counting.
No, there's
correctly.
One missing.
There's one missing. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you took these 31 men in this picture and threw them into Thunderdome together, I'm feeling pretty good about our head coach being one of the last two or three guys standing in there.
Yeah.
I think DeMeco will be able to handle his business against most of these guys. Dan Campbell's the one that you look at, you go, okay, if anybody's going to take down DeMeco, it's probably this guy. You know, just got done with a 2-hour meathead style workout. He's big. He's got a size advantage. You know, his intensity is unmatched.
Yeah.
But other than that, I feel like DeMeco, it's a lot of pretty frumpy dudes here. You know, not horribly, but not they're not DeMeco. Yeah.
Right. No. Pete Carroll is sitting between the two Harbaugh brothers in a way that makes it look like Pete Carroll is their dad. So
that's true.
You look at him because Harbaugh's got a schoolboy kind of look about him.
Yeah.
And John Harbaugh looks like the old Jim Harbaugh has a schoolboy look to him.
Yeah.
And John Harbaugh looks like the older, more mature brother that he is.
Yeah.
And Pete Carroll just couldn't be prouder of his two boys.
Brian Daboll. I don't know if there's a method to this at all. If it's a privilege to sit closer to the middle of the picture than on the outskirts, Brian Daboll on the very end, it's two rows with about 15 or 16 guys in each row, and Daboll is all the way to the left with a look on his face like he's getting fired after this picture gets taken.
That's where I think it was on, somebody on Barstool said he looks like the guy that was just trying not to attract attention, just constantly in fear that he's about to get fired. He's like, I'm just going to slide it here on the side and not make any waves. And then as soon as they're done, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Do they do a GM picture or is it just coaches?
I don't think they do a GM picture.
I've never seen a GM picture. Yeah, we have Nick coming on Thursday, Casario. He's down there right now, too, all the GMs. And D'Amico Ryans did his annual head coach sit down at breakfast and chop it up with the media interview. So I'm sure there will be some audio coming out of that a little later on today. The big doings at this league meeting, Seth, apparently the 18-game schedule is going to be discussed, at least. We'll see. The head of the new head of the Players Association, the president, this year's Demoris Smith, I think his last name is Howell. He is digging his heels and saying, we didn't even want 17 in the first place. 17 is too many. We don't want to do 18 games. I think the fans want 18 games.
I know. Do the fans want 18? I feel like 17 is enough. I don't. Do we really need this? Do we need to? And then, because you know what's going to happen after 18 games. Hey, we should expand the playoffs by one team and just dilute everything the hell down.
It does feel like we're reaching critical mass with the human anatomy here. You know, just in terms of injuries, and you feel it probably more poignantly than those of us do who haven't been through 20 surgeries or whatever. You know, we're just here to watch the gladiators beat each other up. But Howell makes this point. He's like, man, we're reaching the point now where it's not just injuries affecting this season. There's so much carnage being piled up. It's affecting the next season, too, in the preparation.
Right, you go longer in the regular season, you got 1 week shorter of an offseason.
Yes.
Then you go with another extra week, so it's a 2 week shorter offseason. And I just, you know, load management is already a thing to the point where I don't know why you would willingly, I mean, obviously it's for money.
Sure.
But I don't know why you would willingly try to be vaulting yourself towards a situation that other sports wish they could get out of. I think if the NBA could start from scratch, they might say, yeah, gosh, all truth be told, we probably would have fewer games in a season.
Yeah.
And then starters would play more and all that. But it's just, you can't unwind it because it means less revenue and nobody votes for that. So, the only thing I'd like about 18 games is the math would be easier. I'm tired.
17's a weird number.
I'm tired of just in my brain, everything is wired towards, okay, if you've got 9 wins, then you've got 7 losses. And now I've got to just, it's not like it's hard math or anything, but it's just not instinctive like it used to be.
So you don't think fans even want the 18th game?
It'd be a good Pender poll.
That's what I'm about to type it. That's why I'm asking. So
yeah, I don't think they do.
Yeah, okay. So, and I'm going to ask it simple. Do you want an 18-game regular season in the NFL? Yes or no?
Yes or no.
Okay. I'll put that up in a little bit. But yes, the texter's echoing what you just said about the odd number of games.
Yeah.
Either go 16 or 18. This is a text of the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Either 16 or 18. Something about not being able to have a 500 record bugs me.
Yeah, it pisses me off. I bet Bill O'Brien hates it.
Oh, yeah.
What's he say? He can't say it's a 500 league
anymore.
It's
an 8-8-1 league. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a tie.
They're probably going to get rid of, they haven't officially gone back to a 15-minute overtime, right? That's just one of the proposals.
Is it one of the proposals?
I don't know if it's one of the official proposals. There was talk that they were going to go back to, they were presenting it like it was a revolutionary concept to have a 15-minute overtime period. Like it was forever.
These all get voted on tomorrow at the league meeting. So all the rules changes, and I don't know, the 18 game schedule, I don't think it's voted on tomorrow. I think this is just from all the articles I've read. They're going to start to have an open dialogue about the 18 game schedule, but they are voting on some of the rule changes. Let me see how you feel about these. There's a proposal by a couple of teams. Detroit, I think, is who put this one forward, where the division winners would no longer get the top 4 seeds automatically in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They would get an automatic playoff bid, but the seeding would go by overall record. So you could, like last year, the Minnesota Vikings at 14-3, but a wild card team, would have had the 3rd seed and a home game in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's there's still going to be injustices based on teams that play in a weak division anyway, so they have a better overall record. But it seems like it's a little bit closer to fair that you get a more accurate seeding. Like a lot of the teams that really earn a earn a home game in the playoffs, but then end up having to go play on the road versus some some division winner that went 9-8,
like Minnesota did, and they lost. So I'm the opposite on that. I like the home, and it's not just because the Texans get the four seed. It seems like every year that they make the playoffs. I like that there's a substantial reward for a division. If you're going to have divisions, really make them mean something, and that makes them mean more a little bit to me. But I don't have a strong feeling on that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The big one that's getting a lot of discussion is they're going to vote on the tush push. And there's rumors floating around that there is a lot of support, maybe not enough support to change the rule allowing the tush push. And you guys know the tush push. It's the play that the Eagles by and large have perfected, which is where they push Jalen Hurts on a third and short or a short yardage situation, and oftentimes he gets the first down or scores a touchdown, whatever it
is. This is the problem is that this is most poignantly a moment where, you know, you're reminded that football is run by former football players. Mm-hmm. The people that don't like it keep making this big push that it's unsafe, that it's unsafe, that it's unsafe. There's no actual evidence that it is any less safe than other football plays. That's the problem. And the real argument against it is that it's boring. Especially in the championship game with the Commanders and the Eagles, they had that one goal line sequence where the Commanders kept jumping off sides, and it was just, it's boring. Yeah. It's laborious. I did not like it. Even in the Bills game in the playoffs, the Bills ended up, they continued to run it even though they were getting shut down by the Chiefs.
They were bad at it in that game.
Yeah, and that added a little bit of drama to it at least. But I'd rather see just more exciting football plays. I don't like seeing 7 or 8 tush pushes in a football game.
Well, I don't think, I would like them to go back to, I think it used to be this way. I would like them to go back to where you're not allowed to push any of your teammates forward. Like, whatever.
Yeah, it used to be the offensive players were not allowed to push the ball carrier forward. And they changed that rule in the late aughts or early teens or whatever it was. And it just took a decade for NFL teams to realize, like, oh, wait a second, we can start pushing these ball carriers.
Yeah, yep.
And they came up with the tush push.
I
genuinely don't like it because it's boring.
Yeah.
And I don't care. The Bills and the Eagles are really good at it, so I could see why they would fight against it perhaps.
Yep.
But it's just a boring football play.
Text message about the 18-game schedule. And I just put the poll up, by the way, Seth, and it's a simple one for NFL fans. Are you in favor of an 18-game regular season? Yes or no? So you can go to my Twitter, Sean T. Pendergast, and vote on it.
There's like 20 or 30 or so proposals. There's only one put forth by the Texans.
Okay.
There's, several teams asked for this. Baltimore, Cleveland, Houston, Las Vegas, Minnesota, Philadelphia, and Washington. But this might give us a little insight, perhaps, into Kyemi Fairbairn's struggles at the end of the year.
Oh, the one with the balls,
Proposal to permit clubs to prepare kicking balls before game day, similar to the process permitted for game football.
Okay.
Okay. They have this frenzy of trying to get the kicking balls ready where they scuff them up and everything on game day. And I think kickers want to go back to the old days when basically it was barely recognizable as a football by the time they were kicking it.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like, is that a football or a red rubber gym ball? I don't know.
Gigantic rotted potato. Is that a football? So that's the only one the Texans are on. The text message regarding the 18. Boy, people like to talk about these rules. There it is, 18 game topic. I'm for it. Hate when they complain about more games and player safety, which I understand. My problem is I don't hear the same argument when expanding the college playoff. Everyone seems up for that. That's fine.
I did make that argument originally with the college playoff.
Yeah.
That was an argument for a little while, and then it quickly fell by the wayside. That's the money started
they
rolling
They saw what
in.
The check looked like for the college football player.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you from a player's perspective, the thing that always annoys me is when the players will complain and say, well, this is just a cash grab by the owners. Well, yeah, but it's a cash grab that goes to you guys as well.
Sure.
So, like, let's not act like we're out there with an oath of poverty playing football.
Yep.
It's just a matter of, okay, how much is too much? I don't care about the player safety side. I care about the quality of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And the safety side is wrapped into that, in that if you start load managing guys, you just have so many on any given Sunday, you don't have as much reason for a guy to play through injury as much.
Yep.
I actually, if anything, I would argue that I want it less safe. I want guys to be grittier and tougher. Now, you had another game and it's still one more of like, well, we lose a guy for three games early in the year and then here we go. One of the things that makes football so much more digestible and popular in America, I think, is the fact that there are so few games.
Yeah.
And we just see steadily diluting it by having games on Thursday night, by having games on Saturday now, and then by adding more games. It's almost like it's inflationary, Sean.
It is.
You're printing too much money. You're printing too much money and it devalues it.
The scarcity of football games is what makes every Sunday so special. And the records, too. We had a few people point that out. The integrity of the record book when all of a sudden you have 18 games now. Rushing for 1,000 yards in an 18-game season. Even in a 16-game season, it was suspect as to how impressive that is. Yeah. An 18-game season, it's like, okay, well.
I don't care about that. I care very little about the counting stats in football. It's more about just your individual dominance in a given year. I don't worry about that as much, but I see why some people would.
Yep.
Especially because you go back historically and you got to go back to 14 games.
Yeah.
So it's already, the cat's already out of the bag in terms of screwing up the historical records.
All right. There's an NFL team whose situation right now mirrors the Texans from 2 years ago. You're going to hear some audio and be really glad that the Texans are in the spot that they're in right now. That is coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.